everybody. Welcome. And thank you for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach Brittle, here with Laura Hecht. We're here today with Larry Hagner, a good friend of mine, and the leader of the Dad Edge Alliance. It's a mastermind for dads who are trying to just figure out how to be better husbands, better fathers, really put it all together. Larry explains all of that when we talk to him. I've really enjoyed getting to know Larry and being a part of the Dad Edge. For those of you who are looking for a place to connect, just feel like you want to get some more perspective on your life, your marriage, parenting, finances, your health, this is a great resource. And this is a very cool conversation. Stick around.
We had a listener write in and basically say, hey, I heard your podcast. I think it was talking about men needing to step it up. That was when I did my interview with Beth Wiley. And Beth came in on her soapbox, full of rage, men need to step up, or step the F up, I believe is her brand. And
she, her potty mouth was ubiquitous. She was like throughout the podcast, she decided that she was going
to. That's what happens when you move to Hawaii. You just start dropping the F bombs left and right. Yeah. But she, the listener said, I think I agree with you, but my husband would never go to therapy. But how about, she said, but what he has done is transformed by going to these men's groups. And she's kind of dabbled a little bit. And she said, maybe you should talk about like men's groups on the podcast. So then Zach immediately was like, I know the dude, he's coming on. And ding, here you are, like a week later.
So just for context, so Larry, you run a thing called the Dad Edge. Is that what we're calling it now? Dad Edge, or is it Dad Edge Alliance, or how do you talk about it?
So Dad Edge Alliance is the mastermind, the Dad Edge podcast. I mean, everything is the Dad Edge.
Yeah, right.
Alliance is mastermind podcast, that kind of thing. So yeah.
So right before, so it was the end of 99, or 2000. No, what is it? What are we in now? So 19.
We're in 20.
The end of 19. Larry reached out and interviewed me for the Dad Edge podcast. That was on a Tuesday. Rebecca and I had a massive, maybe like top five argument in our marriage on the Saturday beforehand. So by Tuesday I hadn't recovered, and Larry jumped on and he immediately was like, are you okay, man? And I was like, I'm not okay. And we talked about conflict and marriage and stuff on the podcast for a little while. And then I was learning in real time about the Dad Edge, which was a mastermind, Larry, you can tell us about, which I joined then in January of 2020, and spent, I don't know, a year and a half.
That's like a smart time to join.
I know.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So then I spent a year and a half just like being a part of the Dad Edge and loved it. And, you know, when we started talking about, hey, how do men find support? It was a no brainer to talk to Larry. And Larry, I don't want to speak for you about your vision, but tell us a little bit maybe about what you're doing, what you're up to.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. And actually, I have a vision that I've written out for Dad Edge Alliance. I did it actually about a year, or maybe even 2 years ago at this point. But it's really exactly, it's exactly that. It's to create a community where men can come and ask questions. They can dive into what we call crowdsource wisdom in our community. The cool thing about, you know, when it comes to these topics, right? Marriage is one, creating an extraordinary marriage, creating an incredible connection with your kids where you have adventures and memories and you have more patience and grace and that kind of thing. And also being able to be an effective leader in your family. And most importantly, also within yourself. Right. And here's the big miss, right? And let me just relate this. And Laura, I apologize. I'm not sure what your credentials are and that kind of thing. So, but I know Zach's, we go back years, but I can't, you know, I'm a trained coach. I have three different coaching certifications, but I am not a licensed family therapist. Right. So when it comes to the depth of knowledge and the psychology that Zach has been trained in, right. And I'm just using him as an example because I know him. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't do that unless I'm trained in that. Or take someone who's a police officer. The last numbers that I heard was it's 990 hours to go from police cadet to officer. You know, 6 months of training, and then you know you're still on probation, right? Once you get assigned, and if you think about it, marriage for a man, and for a woman too, parenting for a man and a woman too. And a lot of times leadership, unless we've been trained there, optimizing our physical, mental, emotional health. And here's the other thing too. The fifth one is financial management, money management. Mm-hmm. Most of us have never been trained in this. That's true. Like, if you think about the way society is run, right? You walk down the aisle, you say, I do. You come down the aisle, you go to your reception. Everyone's hugging you like, oh, I'm so happy for you. Best time of your whole life. Don't worry, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, good luck.
And we don't do that in any other area of our life. And then when we become a parent, right? Like they hand this baby over to you and they're like, oh, best time of your whole life. Don't worry, you'll figure it out. We don't do that in any other area of our life. If I were to actually even just, you know, hit upon this with Zach, right? Who went to school for this, who has a degree in this and certifications in this. Graduates high school. He's like, I think I'm a licensed and family therapist today. And then a client comes and is like, okay, like, hey, I'd like to sign up for some sessions. You know, what are your credentials? I really don't have any, but don't worry. I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like you probably like, or like if you were to go get surgery, right? Cause doctors go through 8 years of medical school, 2 years of residency and then fellowship. If you were to go get a total knee and the doc was like, yeah, I didn't go to medical school, but don't worry, I'll figure it out. But there's been tons of totalies. Like we don't do that in any other area. So the cool thing about community and tribe for men is that is a place that's a learning ground for us, right? And we can learn from each other and we can become authentic and even vulnerable with each other about these topics, right? And the cool thing about experiential learning is, you know, when we're surrounded by other like-minded men who also want to learn, who also have their own experiences, who also have made their own mistakes, but then it can guide you, you know, success leaves breadcrumbs and so do mistakes, right? And when we can be in an environment where we can talk about these things and optimize our own lives, man, does life get so much easier.
Hmm. Yeah, right on. Hmm. That's been my experience. And I'll go ahead and say Laura is as credentialed as I am. She's done as much work as I have to become a licensed marriage family therapist. She's also a certified Gottman therapist.
Sex therapist.
What's that?
Let's not forget the sex therapist.
Oh yeah. Well, she's going to sex school. She's learning about sex therapy. So she's got all that going on. So,
well, you have to come on my show then, Laura. We gotta talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that of like crowdsourcing, just relating it back to sex therapy is like when I ask men, where did you learn about sex? How did you learn about sex? And the majority of them will have some story in there of, I talked to my bros when I was young. And how many of them at the age of 10, 11, 12 actually know anything of what they're talking about? But we naturally crowdsource and talk to our peers about what's going on in our lives. Hopefully, because I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but it's when we're not asking questions and we don't have that community or tribe to bounce ideas off of and say, what do you think about this? And someone's like, oh, I don't actually think that's the truth. I think maybe you should think about it or consider it this way. Obviously 12-year-old boys aren't going to do that, but it's a natural thing for us to lean into our peers to be able to question and ask.
Oh yeah.
We were just talking about community actually on the last podcast, but I think we are naturally inclined to lean into community, which is falling away faster and faster.
Well, the thing that hooked me actually when I was talking to Larry and I'm not a joiner. I don't join things. I don't really participate in things. And so it was a real stretch for me to be a part of this community for a while. But, the wild thing for me was I was in a period of time when I felt like pretty bereft and rudderless, particularly with regard to my marriage. And then Larry said, I don't know if you remember this, and I'm sure you've said it a million times, but the thing that hooked me was this idea that isolation is a killer. Isolation for men is like really problematic. And so then, you know, COVID slams everything down and you can't go anywhere. You can't go to the gym. You can't like maybe even go to your office or whatever else. And that's when I really saw the value of just kind of being regularly in touch with people who are having consistent conversations around, you know, all of those things that you said, marriage, parenting, financial stuff, job stress, health and wellness, all of it was just sort of this normalized conversation that I don't think people, men especially, are having very often unless they're going out of their way or unless they've gotten really lucky with really great dads. And that's the other thing, right? Like a lot of us aren't coming from stories of our own really wise, helpful, you know, connected fathers who are trying to pass down wisdom.
I actually have an analogy if you guys would like to hear it.
Of course.
I think this might.
If you could throw some alliteration in there, Zach would be super pumped.
So I don't think when they made this movie, they probably did this on purpose. Maybe they did. I don't know. One of my most favorite movies of all times, probably in my top five, is Shawshank Redemption. Have you guys seen that?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's seen it, right?
Well, Laura doesn't watch movies, but.
I was just going to say, I'm sure it's crossed my screen at some point, yeah. But I don't pay any attention.
It's one that I don't tell you, Laura, that you should watch stuff, but it is a movie that you ought to have like in your portfolio of wisdom and knowledge.
Okay.
All right. It's kind of like right up there with like, you know, the classics like Top Gun, you know, Star Wars, Shawshank Redemption, you know, that like it's one of those iconic movies, right? That really hits home with a message. Tim Robbins is the main character. Morgan Freeman is a supporting actor. Basically what it's all about, for anybody in your audience who hasn't seen it, and Laura too, right, is that this man, Tim Robbins, is charged with murdering his wife because she was having an affair. And what really happened was, is he didn't murder his wife. He was wrongfully accused and he was sent to prison for life at Shawshank. And basically what happened was there was this, I don't want to spoil the movie, but there's this beautiful theme that emerges, especially for men. Okay. And here's the theme. So they're in prison and Shawshank is god awful. These prisoners are being abused by the guards. Mm-hmm. There's maggots in the food. And it's just a horrible environment. However, if you watch the beginning part of the movie where Tim Robbins first goes there, he keeps to himself and you can tell he's just depressed. You know, he doesn't talk to anybody. He just keeps to himself and you can tell he's just like, it's so painful for him. Right. Mm-hmm. Then he befriends Morgan Freeman and then Morgan Freeman kind of brings him into this group of like seven other guys. They start eating lunch together and breakfast together. They walk together. They talk together. They work together. And suddenly the environment for Tim Robbins and the other men, it changes. And you start to see him at peace, right? Where he's just like, I have my guys, I have my community, I have my tribe. I can be authentic with these men of how I'm struggling here. And I can also help them. But here's the caveat. One of the worst punishments in Shawshank is what they call the hole. Mm-hmm. And that's where you go into isolation and it's dark. They slam the door, they slide food under the door three times a day, but it's dark. And there's a part in the movie where Tim Robbins gets punished and he goes into the hole for 30 days. And then the warden wants to just pour salt in the wound. He goes down there after he's been there for 30 days all by himself. And he's like, so have you reconsidered blah, blah, blah? And Tim Robbins basically was like, no, he's like, okay, well, I'll give you another 30 days to think about it. 2 months. And you just see him just go absolutely crazy and without his tribe. And then he's reconnected with his tribe and you can tell he's just different. He's been through trauma, right? 60 days. But then he recovers. But that's a beautiful analogy of a man's life because the quote that Zach was talking about is isolation is the enemy of excellence. And if you really want to torture a human being, take them away from community, take them away from other people. And men are no different. One of the worst things that you can do as a man is isolate yourself. And here's the interesting thing. Men live a quiet life. Most men will live this quiet life of isolation and desperation, but we don't say it out loud. And we're physically surrounded by people, but we don't have a whole lot of depth to our relationships. We can answer just about every single question with fine, good, busy, like those four letter words. And that's, you know, how's everything going? Oh, fine. How's the family? Oh, we're good. How are you guys doing? Oh, we're busy. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately that is not the way to navigate life for a man. And once a man experiences a tribe of like-minded men, kind of like Tim Robbins did, even though he was in prison, you suddenly become more at peace. You become more fulfilled. You get strategy, ideas, support, and you also get to contribute to another man's life, which is hugely significant to a man. Mm-hmm. So that's a movie that I think for most men, as you watch that again, you know, for the guys in the audience, think about that, catch that theme. It is there and it's like really in your face.
Hey guys, it's me, Zach. I want to talk to you about Manscaped because I haven't really talked about my experience with this product, but I want to tell you a little bit about what it's like for me. My daughter asked me a question today. She said, "Dad, what do you think about the afterlife? Like, what do you want to happen? Like, what's up there?" And I realized that everything that I long for in life has to do with feeling comfortable. I like taking naps. I like being not too hot, not too cold. I love comfort food. comfort is just a big thing of mine. And my experience with Manscaped has been exactly that. Vanity is not really my thing, so I don't really do a lot of the grooming and shaving and all that stuff, but I have found that the shaver is fantastic for my face and my beard. I found that I can use it in the shower, which is fantastic because it saves me time. You know what I do love is all the lotions that come with it. They call them liquid formulations. They have a crop preserver, which is a ball deodorant to stay cool in the heat. It has soothing aloe vera formula. It's the best in the business for below the waist freshness. And the clear formula smells amazing. I actually really just enjoyed feeling comfortable and feeling fresh. Manscaped has also got a couple of other tools in it. There's a trimmer. There's also one for your nose hair and your your ear hair, which I've used many times. And I just think it's overall a really cool package. And I can imagine that those of you who maybe you are into vanity and that's your thing, it's definitely the way to go. They throw in a couple cool free gifts in their performance package 4.0. It's got boxers and a travel bag, which I think are both pretty great. But even if it's not your thing and you're into comfort, it definitely is something that I have found new and refreshing. And maybe it feels a little bit like heaven. Also, I'm a huge flip-flop wearer. I wear them almost 100% of the time in the summer. And they have a product called Shears 2.0, which is a luxury nail grooming kit. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and a grooming scissors. So I say go for it. Check out the performance package. It's worth it. You get 20% off and free shipping with the code MTR20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code MTR20 at manscaped.com.
I'm trying to envision the way that the group is structured, because what you talked about, I think you said it was like, crowdsourcing wisdom. And the thing I know about men in particular is that, especially in a heterosexual relationship, is women are wanting depth. They want their partner to listen. They want to feel like their partner is opening up and being vulnerable. And instead, what they're getting is they're getting a lot of wisdom from their partner, answering and solving a lot of problems, right? You're smiling like you're like, yes, I hear this. So I think by crowdsourcing, what you're doing is you're putting men into a comfortable space that they know how to do, right? Like, hey guys, I'm struggling with saving financially for my kids, you know, college fund. What do you think would be the smartest way to do it? Or I'm thinking about investing, blah, blah, blah. So I imagine that men are all over this. Let me help you. I've got some wisdom in this area. How do you move it from crowdsourcing wisdom to true intimacy and vulnerability and showing up and actually tapping into that space that men are not experiencing in the world that they're living in, actually creating that depth of connection?
Oh, I love that question. It is such a good question. And here's the thing that will give men in your audience a lot of clarity, but it'll also scare them, right? You got to be willing to go first. Have to. And here's what that looks like. So like, let's just say Zach and I are acquaintances. We're friends, right? But let's just say we're acquaintances. We know each other from a distance. Maybe we our kids play sports together. I see him in sporting events, and we're sort of in the same circle. And I know what he does for a living, right? And that kind of thing. He knows what I do for a living. And we talk at games, right? Like, hey, Zach, like how's the family going? Oh, we're fine. You know everything's cool. And
busy.
Busy. Like, how are the kids? So, you know, that's going to be pretty, you know, and we're going to have conversations like that all the time. Now, here's where our relationship will create some depth. If I go to Zach and, like, let's just say we're at a sporting event, and I go to Zach and I say, hey, Zach, I said, I've been thinking, and you know, I know what you do for a living. And if I could just be real with you for a minute, man, Jessica and I, we're spinning in different orbits right now, man. Like, not communicating the way that we used to, and our intimacy is a bit off. And to be honest, man, I have no clue what's going on. And and I know what you do, and I know you're an expert in this. And can we grab a coffee sometime? And maybe I can give you some more detail and maybe give you a point in the right direction. Now, for me to be authentic with Zach as a normal guy, that's hard for me to do, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. like, I don't want to show my cards to Zach. Like, I'm killing it, man. I'm strong. My relationship's great. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, everything's mm-hmm. fine, good. That's very hard for me to do because I don't want Zach to view me as weak. Now Zach probably knows what I'm going to ask, but Zach, if I were to do that, would you view me as weak or would you like me more?
Yeah, I would like you more. I mean, I wouldn't view you as weak for sure. I'd be like, that's okay. Yeah, sure, man. It's funny. I was just at a tennis tournament this last weekend, and there's another dad there, and I got in the car after the tournament. The dad that I really respect, he's successful. His kid is great. She's playing the same tournament my kid is playing in. Got in the car afterward, and Rebecca says, "Did you see Dan there?" And I was like, "Yeah, but he didn't talk to me." This was my like internal thing. But then I was like, wait a second. You know what else didn't happen? I didn't talk to him.
You also didn't talk to him.
Yeah. I didn't go up to Dan and be like, "Hey man, how are you doing? How's it going?" Cause we have it doesn't matter that story about Dan, but I totally resonate exactly with what you're talking about. This idea that you have to go first. And as you were talking, I wasn't thinking about protecting my posture of strength. I was more about what if he finds out I'm a fraud, right? This whole imposter syndrome thing. Like I can't go first cause I've got nothing to offer this guy, you know? But that's not actually what you modeled. You didn't model coming in with your own expertise. You modeled in sort of honoring the other guy's expertise, which I think is an easy way to sort of respect that you have a thing to offer, even if it's not out of your sense of competence.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing too, is that it's a compliment. Like,
yeah,
so if a guy came up to me like and said that, or, you know, any guy I think would be like, "Oh my gosh, man, like I'm honored. Like you're asking me." You know, even regardless of Zach, if you didn't do what you did for a living, but I saw that you and your wife were on point, I'd be like, you know, "Hey man, like, I see that you guys are operating at a really high level. Like, I just would love to know what you guys do, how you do it."
Yeah, we pretend.
And then you would be like,
we fake it really well.
And here's the cool thing. Immediately when that happens, and you guys know more about this from a psychological standpoint than I do, so I don't pretend to be the expert, but I will tell you, like, the cool thing that happens is suddenly when I go to Zach or if just another guy, he's like, "Man, that's really cool. I feel honored. Like, I feel like we have now, we've gone to another level in our relationship and because I went first." Now, Zach might be like, it could be any topic. I have a background in nutrition. So that's actually what I got my degree in, like, yeah, years and years ago. Mm-hmm. So maybe Zach would be like, "You know, man, like, I'm happy to help you out. But you know what? I'd really like to learn a little bit more about nutrition or whatever else, right? And, you know, maybe you could help me there." I'd be like, "Dude, heck yeah, man. I would love that," right?
Yeah.
So, and that is what creates a lot of depth. That's what creates more psychological safety with us. That's why, like, when I see Zach, as he's no longer an acquaintance, I'm like, "Man, Zach, like, you're my man," right? Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. It just creates this new depth in the relationship. But that's the thing. So if I would encourage your audience to do anything, if you want to create that, you got to be willing to go first, because the other guy, he ain't going to do it because he's he's feeling the same thing that you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
theory of reciprocity, I think is what you're tapping into.
Yeah.
Like, I will reciprocate your vulnerability, openness, whatever that might be, if you go first.
Yep.
Mm. We were young members of a church at one point, and the church was growing really rapidly. And one day the pastor stood up and he said something like, "Hey, you know, we've been hearing about how people are having a hard time connecting, and you come and maybe you feel like people aren't talking to you." It's the same story that I'm talking about with Danny. He goes, "What you need to realize is people don't leave this building thinking about you or thinking about not talking to you. They're thinking about themselves and why nobody's talking to them." And I think it just speaks again to this idea of, are we going to have the courage to sort of go first? I like it. I don't know, Laura, if you got your question answered about sort of how the dad edge is structured, but because these guys are from all over. I mean, Larry's in St. Louis and I'm in Seattle, and the call that I was on or the group that I was in had people from Australia and Bermuda, and, you know, they're all over. And it is hard to imagine, like, how does community work when these guys aren't your next door neighbors?
Yeah. Yeah, I am really curious about the structure. Like, if there's are you bringing in an expert that's going to say, "Hey, this week we're going to really focus on XYZ," and then you're going to have your small group and you're going to break out? I don't know. I don't know how it's structured, but
yeah, I can tell you if you want. Yeah. Please. So we wing everything. We have no plan. So.
Sweet. Yeah, that's 100% how Zach and
that's
I operate,
how we do the podcast.
Our listeners know.
Yeah,
we wing it.
So everything we do is highly planned. Highly structured. So I'll give you a premise, right? So we have in our community, and I'll use my community as an example, just so we can kind of like broadly see how this operates. So we have 700 plus members. We have 750 members now. What we do, and we have now 62 mastermind call teams per week in that group, 62 of them. And so what we do is when men come and join us, and groups meaning like anywhere from 12 to 15 men join those virtual meetings. So how it's structured is we, and let me just say from a just completely transparent, open-ended, wide open here. You know, some of the guys who lead our call teams are certified coaches and some are not. We do put them through 6 months of leadership training where we train them how to facilitate, highly engaged meetings over Zoom so our mm-hmm. members can get the most out of it. So they can have these crowdsourced wisdoms, they can learn these skills and have accountability. So we do train them through that, but we are fully transparent in our terms and conditions of like, we are not licensed family therapists. We are a social support group. That's our thing. So, but how we do it is we do have someone, his name is Dr. Nick Sotelo. What he does is he creates all of our, what we call our monthly agendas. So what we do is we zero in on a topic, right? And we do have quite a few experts in different fields. We have experts on marriage. We have experts on parenting. We have experts on health and fitness, leadership, finances, all that. So what we do is we grab these experts who are in our community. They work with Dr. Nick. Dr. Nick then puts all these things into what we call our monthly tactical agenda. So like, for instance, if we're going to go over the four elements of an extraordinary marriage in the month of February, because we do that every year because it's Valentine's Day month, we teach the men a very distinct skill set every single week. So at the end of February, they'll have four skills. So like, I'll give you an example. One of the skills that we taught in February was tactical empathy, right? Mm-hmm. How to be a better listener for your wife, right? How to label her emotions and not solve her problems, right? So just being able to create space for your wife so she is seen, so she's heard, and she feels safe, right? Because that's truly, you know, intimacy in that relationship. But what men want to do is problem solve. Another skill set that we'll teach is generative questions. Generative questions, like, so when most men come home or most human beings come home from work, we say, how was your day? Good, fine, busy, right? That doesn't create any intimacy. But if you were to go to your wife and say, sweetheart, tell me about the best part of your day today. Why was it so meaningful to you? Right now, she might look at you like you have two heads because you haven't asked that question in a while. And then we train our guys as she might look at you like you have two heads. And here's what you say. I've realized that when I come home from work, I don't ask you the best questions. And I just want to constantly remain curious about you. So what was the best part of your day? So generative questions is a skill, right? So things like that, that's how we structure it. So the goal is that when these 12 to 15 men jump off of these 1 hour mastermind calls that we have, you know, 60 plus per week, is that they actually have like, oh my gosh, like I know how to create psychological safety. I know how to label my wife's emotions. I know 10 new generative questions that I can now ask her that's going to create more intimacy and communication between us. So that's how we structure it.
Cool.
Yeah. And that was my experience. I mean, I was on a Monday evening call and it was the same group of like 10 or 12 guys each time. And, you know, I don't know who I'm talking to anymore, Laura or people out there in podcast land, but like the other benefit is, of course, these guys start to kind of remember stuff. Right. And then you'll get a text during the midweek and go, hey man, how's it going with your this or that or the other thing? Or guys would be gearing up for a big camping trip with their kid or something. And we would remember, hey, how did that go? Like, what was the deal? And so it was just a way to be consistently tethered to something bigger than myself. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that was 10 or 12 other stories that were, that were just a part of it. And I've been on, I don't know, I guess I bounced around 3 or 4 calls and they're all different. They all have a different taste, but they all have ultimately the same goal, which is just to make sure that at the end of say an hour and a half, you feel less alone, you know, and more equipped. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that there's real value in that, particularly if, again, you're not going to go to therapy because, you know, I think Laura, you've heard me say this before. I don't know if you have Larry, but I have people all the time, a wife maybe will say, I wish he would go to therapy. And that's not actually what she wants. What she wants is she wishes she was more curious or more present or less angry or more, you know, engaged. And therapy can help with that for sure. But so can a mastermind or so can a podcast that you listen to or yoga or, you know, joining a indoor soccer team. All of those things can help. We just need to figure out what works for you or what works best. And the other thing I'll say just to people who are listening is I tried to talk myself out of joining the Dad Edge a few times at the top of it. And I was like, I've got this objective. I've got this objection. I've got this objection. And basically the size and the breadth of the group eliminates those objections because I wasn't the oldest and I wasn't the youngest and I wasn't the smartest and I wasn't the dumbest and I wasn't the wealthiest and I wasn't the poorest. And I, you know what I mean? Like I was like, there was everybody is in there. And so the other piece was I got perspectives that I just never had access to. And it wasn't like I was trying to find a bunch of people who were exactly like me because I don't think that's actually a thing.
That was another question that I had is there any sort of strategy when it comes to putting these groups together is like, I'm going to pull together as homogenous of a group as I possibly can. Here's all of the, you know, like late 20s having their first child. You guys are all kind of in the same life cycle. Let's stick all of you in a group. Or are you leaning on the crowdsourcing of a heterogeneous group where you have somebody like Zach that has his three wives at home and they're just starting out and he's like, let me tell you what to do.
That's my other,
muffle
that's
them my other until new joke. They're 18 out of the house.
That's my other new joke, Larry, is that
that's good.
When I was younger, certainly younger, my kids were younger and I was drinking a lot. My wife would often say things like, I feel like I have three children, which was a reasonable thing for her to say. And now my kids are older and I'm a little more like kind of with it. And I've got a 15-year-old and a 19-year-old and a 48-year-old. And I now feel like I have three wives.
So yeah. I love it.
Yeah. No, to answer your question, Laura, is both. So, if you look at, so for instance, like our 60 plus call teams that we have, you know, offered 7 days a week. One of the things that the men do when they join the alliance is they subscribe to the calendar that we have. So they actually see everything that we're doing. And then when they go to the calendar, they can like, and they can like literally sync it with our calendar or their calendar. So they see everything that, that we're doing. So like, for instance, we have the agenda calls, like I just talked about, like, so like, hey, for the month of February, this is, we're doing the four elements of a legendary marriage. And I would say 75% of our call teams will be doing that agenda. And it's very clear on the calendar that that's what they're doing. Now we also have themed call teams. So we have creating an extraordinary marriage call team. We have parenting with purpose call team. We have managing your finances call team. We have optimizing your health and fitness, physical, mental, emotional fitness, as well. We also have leadership training. We have two programs, for leadership training alone. We call them, Centurion and Legionnaire. And so we have these themed call teams that are, and the reason we do that is because obviously we have like a warrior Spartan theme. So a lot of our themes and our programs are in line with those names. So we even have a call team for men raising teens. So things like that, that men can access. So we don't, to answer your question, which I think I am, is we don't silo these men, be like, okay, you have kids under eight, so you go over here and you can't really access any of this other stuff. Or you have teenagers, so you really can't access any of this other stuff. Or if you're a single dad, you can't come into our marriage call team because you're a single dad. They can access all of it. So depending on the season that a guy is in, right? Like even if he's a single dad, right? I have single dads constantly join my extraordinary marriage call team because I run one of those. And it's because it's like, I know it's not going to be my last relationship and I ain't going to bring the old me to the next one. So I want to learn some skills, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. So they get to opt into sort of whatever their season is.
Whatever their season, whatever their need is.
Yeah. And then the other piece too is that there's a pretty active Facebook page or group and guys will regularly just be like, hey, I don't know what to do about this. I got this thing going on. Or Wednesdays is what? W-I-N-S Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Everybody
Wednesday. Say, this is
cute. Oh, I'm ready.
This is the thing that happened that was good for me this week. And so there's a lot of support even for me. I'm not really a joiner. I'm sort of a lurker. And on the page, I just sort of like I'll watch conversations happen. And then if I feel like I can add value, I will. But it's more like you can sort of take what you want, you know, and get what you need. But yeah, certainly it's one of those environments where guys who are invested and leaning in, they're getting their kind of return on investment 10 or 12 fold.
Correct.
Ladies, I am speaking directly to you. I'm actually recording this after returning from a ladies' night where our conversation predictably veered into familiar territory for me. The takeaway from tonight's conversation is that many of my lady friends just don't miss sex with their partner. They're sort of in this I could take it or leave it type of scenario. Hold it right there. I have a recommendation for all of you. I have been singing the praises of Dame products to anyone who will listen, especially the Air by Dame. It's spelled A-E-R, Air by Dame. So if you're a fan of oral pleasure, this little friend creates little pulses of air and a soft seal right around your clitoris, and it has 5 pulse patterns and 5 intensities. I love that the Dame products are waterproof. They can follow you into the shower or wherever your pleasure takes you. So here is my tip. Ladies, remind yourself what an incredible orgasm can feel like, and then bring your toy into your partnered play. Sometimes we just need to remind ourselves what we are missing. Partners, if you're still listening, this is a generous gift to purchase for your lover. And the best part is that Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. So power up your pleasure with the Air by Dame products. So go to dameproducts.com and use the code MTR today for 15% off site-wide. That's MTR to take 15% off of your order at dameproducts.com, D-A-M-E products.com. I'm already thinking, like, running through a list of men that I'm working with where I'm like, yes, 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 this would be phenomenal. So what do they do to access it? What's the commitment level? Mm-hmm. Is there a financial commitment? I'm just kind of curious, like, let's give them as much, you said earlier, like open door, like I'll be as transparent as possible. So what do they need to know about joining Dat Edge?
Sure. So I'll be very honest with you. We don't make it hard, but we don't make it easy.
Okay.
So like, for instance, I will give you the reasoning behind it. So if you go to the datedge.com/alliance, you'll see our application page. You don't see a join now page.
Okay.
And we do that for very, very good reason. Been doing this now for 7 years. We've always had men apply. We will always have men apply. It would be from a business perspective and from a easy flow perspective, and we just want to just create massive members, it would be super easy just to put a join now button on and just let guys just jump on in. Right. And because
there's no buy-in though.
Exactly. And here's the interesting thing. If a guy can just be like, well, I just want to join now. I know full well, we lose out on potential members because they're like, I got to fill out an application. Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. And I say that not because we're better or snobbish or anything like that. Like Zach will attest to this. We are a bunch of imperfect morons in that group. However, what I will tell you is we are imperfect morons that are super eager to learn, and we're super eager to give. Like that's the difference. And we have some emotional intelligence. So here's the process. When a man applies to be a part of Dat Edge Alliance, the application goes to our team. We have a team of 3 guys. We don't call them a sales team because they don't sell anything. We call them the vetting team. The vetting team, and they're very compassionate, amazing 3 men, very empathetic. But that application goes to me and it goes to them. And what they do is that after they apply, then the applicant goes to book a call right away on a calendar. And they can book it. I mean, we have like 7 days a week they can book a call with somebody. And it's usually about 25 minutes. And they meet with one of those 3 men. Now, what happens is that application goes to one of those 3 men. They look at it and they're like, okay, they've identified what's going on, the history, what is this, what's on this man's mind and heart. You know, is it marriage? Is it parenting? Is it patience? What is it? And then just to get some context. And then what the man does is they get to know the applicant very well. Like, hey, like, tell me what's going on, just to get some flavor. And also then our vetting team will explain how the alliance works if we want to invite that man. Now, here's what the vetting team looks for. The vetting team looks for men who are hungry, because not all men are hungry. Some men are very complacent. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just want to be a victim and complain why my life isn't where it should be.
Yeah.
A man has to be humble, like, and set the ego aside a little bit. And he has to have some kind of emotional intelligence. Zach will attest to this. We have men that talk about some really deep, authentic things. And here's the reason we have to have that caliber of man in the group is because I don't think we ever have, nor we ever will, because of the process we have in place, a man be like, you know, you need to shut the F up, grow a set of balls and man up. Listen, there's a time and a place for that, but it's not when a man is like, I'm trying to level up communication with my wife. And if you're met with man up and grow a set of balls, basically what that is telling you is the man who's telling you to do that, he has no idea what to tell you to do either. And all that is doing is being very demeaning to that man. So we don't allow so our vetting team senses, you know, is this guy that guy, or is he going to operate here? What I will also tell you is the application alone, it's only 6 questions, but the application alone, I truly believe, weeds out the men who are not going to do the work anyway. If they're not going to fill out a 6 question application, they're not going to come in and do any work. So it would be a waste of everybody's time and money. So if they're accepted, they get the link to join. It's $97 a month. There is a 90-day commitment, you know, minimum commitment. It's not a 90-day program, but there's a 90-day commitment. And then after that, you are free to stay or leave as long as you want. We've had men who have been here for literally since inception of the program. And then we have men that leave it 3 months and everything in between. Mm-hmm. But after they're accepted into the program, they're on a kickoff call with me. We host one every single week, and these men get to know each other, and they know exactly what to do and how to maximize the community after they get off that kickoff call. And then there's one final thing that we do. We don't leave these men, these new guys, like twisting in the wind, you know, trying to figure things out. Cause it's like, it'd be one thing to be like, after they're on a kickoff call, maybe be like, all right, great. Here's everything you have access to. Best of luck. Mm-hmm. We actually have a team of what we call mentors, a 10-man team of mentors. And we pair every single new member up with a mentor. And one of the things they do after my kickoff call with them is they meet their mentor. It's a 10-minute call, 15-minute call, but the mentor is there with that new member for 90 days. And the mentor will meet them over Zoom, answer any questions, and they're sending them a text message every 2 weeks just to make sure that they have everything that they need. And it's, we don't do anything automated. Like, these mentors are actually like, you know, hey man, it's been 30 days checking in, but that's how we do it.
Wow. Okay. Well, that answered all my questions. Now I'm like, how as a woman do I strongly encourage and voluntell my husband that he needs to be a part of this?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I'd be happy to chat with Ryan about it if he wants to. And I don't mind saying that say it to clients all the time. Like when there are clients who are just kind of almost there.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, look, try this thing out. Like, go talk to these guys. And some of them are immediately like, it looks cheesy. And I'm like, okay, fine. Not for you. That maybe they fall into the category of guys that aren't going to do the work or whatever. But there are, it's fun. Like I said, I lurk on the Facebook page and I can see some of my clients on there. I don't know if you know this, Larry, but I can see some of them like chiming in and doing their thing. I'm like, there you go, man. Thing. You did it. You're doing it. Like, good job. Yeah. But I tell you one thing too. This is another kind of hidden piece of it, which is always intriguing to me, but the men who join these things, their wives notice. Like, they might notice, like, what's that weird thing that you do on Monday night? Like, you go out to the call and you're talking about what? But those guys are still coming back and something is changing for them, you know? And so if it's just that, right? Just the idea that, hey, I want to do something that makes my wife go, he's doing it. He's doing something. It's not therapy, but it's something. That's always my argument.
Yeah. Can I actually share something that's right in line with what you just said, Zach? And Laura, totally. Laura, I am absolutely going to answer your question around like, well, if I'm a wife and I want to like, you know, tell my husband about this, because I do want to address that one. This literally is fresh off the presses. And I won't mention the man's name just out of confidentiality. And here's one of the greatest things about Zach too. Zach, I have no clue who your clients are. I had not a clue, because obviously Zach is confidential with his clients. And I think that that's great. So here's the post, and then he does a screenshot. So I'm going to read this. He said, we'll just call him Tom. Happy Wednesday, boys, right? I shared one of Larry's videos last week. My wife's response, she has been tough on me throughout all of this, but it pays off more and more every day. So here's the post. I have been So I made a post about, you know, there's three types of men. There's the victim, there's the content zombie, and then there's the executor. Victim is the guy who's going to tell you why his life isn't working and just stay there. The content zombie consumes content, but doesn't really go out and do anything about it. And then the executor's like, I consume content, but I go out and do something about it. So his post, he commented on this post, that I did on my personal feed, and he's one of our members. I have been every single one of these guys. I have learned so much from the Dad Edge Alliance. I am not perfect, not even close, but I'm in such a better place as a husband and as a father than when I joined 7 months ago. I still have a ton of work to do, but I know that this group of guys, I will one day be the man that I want to be, the husband that my wife deserves, the dad that my boys need. I try to take in as much content as possible still, but I definitely make more of an effort to put what I am learning into action. If you are in the same place I used to be, come check us out. It's one of the greatest things I've ever done. One of the best investments. Now that was a public post that he put on, and his wife responded publicly on his comment. And this is what she said. The changes I've seen in you, babe, gosh, I wish the world could see the true transformation you've been making. Your desire to do better and be better and the patience and the dedication you've built within yourself, I truly thought I loved you as much as I possibly could, but you prove daily that the man you are still is being molded into who God intended you to be. And in all caps, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. I love the work that you're doing. I love the support that you're getting. I can't believe after all this time, I still get to call you mine. Now, that is an incredible testimonial of a man who is probably still very hard on himself, right? Very critical of himself. And his wife is like, no. I really do see this amazing thing, these amazing transformations that you've made. And she's, you know, appreciating that about him. Mm-hmm. Going back to your question, if I'm a wife and I want to like give my husband a nudge, what I can tell you is past experience has told me that usually flops flat on its face.
Totally.
And because here's how a man... So like, for instance, I think this might be a good example. When a wife is venting to her husband or she's just sharing something, right? And he immediately goes into like, this is what you need to do next. Totally. She's like, did you not even like, I'm not wanting you to solve my problems. I just want to talk to you. I just want to connect with you, right? But the guy doesn't see it mm-hmm. that way. But when a woman is like, hey, you should check out Dad Edge Alliance. Like, you know, you could learn a few things and it'd be really, really cool. The message that sends to that man is, so what, I'm broken? Like,
totally.
Something's wrong with me. So he doesn't take it as an opportunity for growth. He takes it as my wife thinks I'm broken and I need this help. And so what I will tell you, the best way to answer that question is share a podcast episode. Like, holy crap. Have you, like, I know we kind of just went through this. Like, there's a podcast on it. Here it is. Versus like a nudge of go check out this group, because that usually falls really, really flat. So the answer mm-hmm. to your question is she has to make it so it's his idea, not hers.
Women already know that. We already know that strategy, that tactic is like, yeah.
Well, that's what I would say.
Yeah, on the long car ride, you're like, I'm going to listen to my favorite podcast hosts, Zach and Lauren. Oh, weird. Yeah. It's this episode about the dad's edge. And yeah, the dad edge.
That's actually what I would do is be like, hey, man, I listened to this episode. I learned a lot. I think it's really interesting. I think you might find it interesting. And then I wouldn't say one more thing. Right.
Yeah.
Or,
right.
Like I said, I was on Larry's a couple of years ago. So if people are familiar with even who I am, I can offer my endorsement and then just, you know, you can check out Larry's gifts as an interviewer and just as a leader, because it took me one conversation to go, yeah, man, I'm going to be a part of that. What that guy's got going on.
Mm-hmm. I think we have to land this plane. Number one, because it may be the longest interview we've ever done with anyone.
Oh, wow.
Second, I have a client, so I got to go to work now. But it was really nice meeting you, Larry. And we're going to give all sorts of, but it sounds like the website's the best place to go for folks.
For sure. Yeah.
Where would you send them? How can they like engage with you? Give all the handles and all of the ats and whatever. I mean, this is your opportunity to just
sell yourself now, Larry. Just go ahead. Sell us to us.
Yeah. So, you know, here's what I'll tell you, right? We don't sell anything. This has to be, you know, the man who's listening to this and the journey that he's on. what I will tell you is when you're ready, we are here, right? But the best way to find us, I mean, I think you got a really good depth of what we do, how we do it, how we structure everything. But if you want more, go to thedadedge.com/alliance. It's got our application there, and as well as information on the program that you heard today. Also, like if you're like, hey man, I'm really not ready yet. If you're looking, I've got two totally free resources. And when I say that they're totally free, like I don't want a thing from you. I just use them. I have an email series called 21 Days to an Extraordinary Marriage. It's just 15 emails over 21 days where I basically give you three different skill sets, and they're very, very simple. One of them is generative questions. Another one is what to do on a date night. I basically give you everything, and then I encourage you to then go do it. And then the other free resource I have, and you can find that at right on our homepage, but the other free resource I have is called 25 Intimate Conversation Starters. And that one's actually a video training on the psychology behind asking someone more in-depth questions to create more intimacy, more communication, and just being very intentional about your questions, like basically constantly dating your wife, right? And being forever curious about her. But you can find that at thedadedge.com/25 questions.
Okay. And then Facebook, it's a closed Facebook group for those. Okay.
Well, the Alliance is, but we have a big group. We call it the big group with, I think, almost 20,000 guys now. It's called the, it's called the Dad Edge, Real Dads with Purpose. That's our free group. Men love it. I mean, you can, no Zoom calls, no mastermind or anything, but you can post questions in there and we answer them and the community answers them. And it's a great group.
That might be a good toe.
Yeah.
It's good. Get it?
It's a good spot. Toe in the water. It's a great spot.
I like it. Thank you. Larry. It was a pleasure meeting you. I know you guys are old buddies, and you pass people off to Larry, and Larry passes people off to you. And that's awesome. I'm glad I was included in the boy club today.
Right on.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Larry is just such a cool dude, and I definitely want to be friends with him. I would love for my husband to be friends with him. I would love for my husband to also be a part of the Dad Edge Alliance. So we'll see how that goes. But I just wanted to remind you, you can find him on the website, thedadedge.com. Lots of free resources there. There's also a link to his podcast if you want more information. As I'm clicking around, I'm also noticing that he has like an audio book. There's a lot of cool resources on the website. So just check it out, thedadedge.com. Thanks for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.